We're going to start writing quick vocabulary, less than 5 minutes if you listen double speed.
The first word is newfangled. Newfangled is an adjective meaning attracted to novelty or of the newest style or kind.
If you're more like me and less like the authors of Fortune's outstanding blockchains and cryptocurrency site, The Ledger, this newfangled stuff is more often than not clear as mud. I don't intend to completely elucidate it for you in one day. It's referring to cryptocurrency as newfangled.
Nice.
That was a confusing little paragraph there. All right, so this is newfangled. It's an adjective attracted to novelty or of the newest style or kind. And I feel like this is like a 1940s and 50s word. Like if you hear like the radio and the television broadcast from back then, newfangled was a word they used fairly often. Whereas now it's not. It's an old-timey word.
Yeah. So it comes from a Proto-Germanic word, fangle, meaning inclined to take. So you're inclined to take the new. That's what that means. The next word is defer. Defer is a verb meaning to put off or delay or to postpone induction of a person into military service. Oh, you can also defer a grad application.
She made suggestions, including deferring the decision again, as well as opening the opportunity for more applicants to be considered. It's defer, it's a verb, put off, delay, to postpone induction of a person into military service.
Latin deferre means to carry off or defer, disperse, and it comes from the same root as different. So like a separation.
That's kind of weird. It's a long stretch to the word, I think.
Yeah, it is a little. The next word is kitsch. Kitsch is a noun meaning something that appeals to popular or lowbrow taste and is often of poor quality. It can also mean a tacky or lowbrow quality or condition.
Geraldine was amused by the kitsch sold in the roadside souvenir shop, but she wasn't tempted to buy anything. This is kitsch, something that appeals to popular or lowbrow taste and is often of poor quality, a tacky or lowbrow quality condition.
And kitsch is actually just a German word that means gaudy or trash.
Oh.
So we're just using a modern German word.
Now, it wasn't mentioned here, but I've heard kitsch used to refer to knickknacks, right? You get kitsch.
Yeah.
So it wasn't mentioned there, but I have heard the word used that way.
The next word is maladroit. Maladroit is an adjective meaning lacking skill, cleverness, or resourcefulness in handling situations.
Any project, however carefully planned, is doomed to fail under maladroit management. And this is maladroit, it's an adjective, and lacking skill, cleverness, or resourcefulness in handling situation, inept. And if you read Brandon Sanderson's Mistborn, he uses this word a lot in the book. I've even heard him mention, he says, all authors have words that they're just drawn to and tend to overuse. He says, mine is maladroit. And if you've read my book, you're nodding right now. He says, in my early writing, so I use that word too many times.
Adroit just means, well, upright or right. So you can, it's like right with a D in front, droit.
Wow.
But mal means bad or wrong, so not right.
Not right.
The final word is farce. Farce is a noun meaning a savory stuffing or forcemeat.
What the heck?
It also means a light dramatic composition marked by broadly satirical comedy and improbable plot. That's what I'm familiar with.
Yeah, that's what I'm used to.
Not the savory stuffing. Third, a broad humor characteristic of farce, or an empty or patently ridiculous act proceeding or situation.
The company's guarantee is a farce, Jay complained. The replacement they sent broke even more quickly than the original. So, farce, it's a noun, a savory stuffing, forcemeat, a light dramatic composition marked by broadly satirical comedy and improbable plot. The broad humor characteristic of farce. An empty or patently ridiculous act, preceding or situation.
And so apparently it comes from that concept of force meat or stuffing. So like the thing that you cram into the inside of a turkey as you're roasting it.
So the plot it's that you cram down the throats of the audience.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, it's crammed.
That's funny. All right, thanks for listening.